holding here in Parshas Behar, page 708. So the parasha here deals with Geulas Avodim, which nominally is just a kind of, it's a very specific halacha about Avodim, it's not about anything else. Chazal found a remnant of something much bigger than that. So the Rabbeinu B'chai says, V'aderech ha-medrash le'ekez ha-romi, it says, if he was sold le'ekez mishpach sager, that's Rome. He's called Eker because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Okerit. They're waiting to be eradicated. V'zer sham v'medrash v'chisasik yad ger toishav ger zed nechad netzach, toishav is modai, toishav imcho z'machas yovon, or le'ekez mishpach sager zu romi. So Chazal found in each one of these terms used some sort of allusion to a possible, to one of the future galus. The Chazal found this to be appropriate because this is the content of the parasha. In other words, Chazal said, this is a parasha that so well fits the future Klal Yisrael that this is going to be merumis there. First of all, this is a remez that we will be enslaved by other nations, and we will also be redeemed. There's also a remez that intervention is possible, that it's possible in the middle to be able to get redeemed. And even if they don't do tshuva, but there's a time limit. And when that time comes, nothing's left but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yesh b'za oidremes, sh'osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lovi umis l'cheshbin, l'fi sh'shir b'Yisrael. There's going to be a cheshbin that because they enslaved Klal Yisrael. V'zeh mizman ha'golos ha'shnas ha'geula ha'sido sh'kro ha'kosev yevil. In other words, it's something where the entire time that we were enslaved and we gave of our strength to others, will come back to Klal Yisrael. V'hine kol ha'parasha b'inyan ha'meid me'id al zeh, v'bnei zeh lo chazal simin v'remez v'nakosub l'abba malchis, v'smach l'mas harvi shakar eike, achnim kagula t'yeloi. V'yadua k'loshan achri u'muflog, so achri means a long time off in the future, v'yirmoz the golos achna zeh, which is appropriate metaphor for our golos. I want to stop a minute and explain it. The reason why this is most specifically a remez to it is as follows. The we speak about tzaras and anti-Semitism and nations harming us and persecution and so on and so forth. Those are all, so to speak, incidents. There's a much deeper struggle, and that is, You have a struggle of who owns who means, who is the Iker and who is the Tuffel. What are you enslaving for what? Let's give an example a minute. Imagine you have a person who is a big businessman and he does a lot of real estate, but his real love of life is art. So he works very, very hard at his real estate, but every penny that comes in, he buys artworks with it and so on. That's one setup. A second setup is somebody who wants to make money. He sells artworks to make money, and he loves owning buildings, and he buys up buildings with it. So in both these cases, the person seems to be engaged in the same activities, but very, very different setup. One likes buildings and he sells artwork for it. One likes artworks and sells building for it. The deepest struggle between Klal Yisrael and Umas Ha'olam is primacy. Each Uma stands for something, and it recognizes Klal Yisrael's unique kochos and abilities, and it tries to enslave Klal Yisrael for it. So the Malchus, these are not four nations that persecute us, these are four nations that dominate us, that seek to dominate us, because that's what they're doing. They are taking our, there's a pasuk, Chelchanas Satal Zarim, you gave your strength for strangers. So taking Klal's kochos and using it for that. So therefore the Chazal said, this is exactly the content of the parish of Avodim. An Eved is somebody, he doesn't have to suffer. He may be worked very hard and so on, but the real tragedy of Avdus is that you're using your abilities to realize somebody else's dreams. It's so it says one of his brothers will redeem him. The word one of also means like just by achad ha'am miyuchad shabam. It means the one. It's the one who stands out. So that's an allusion to Mashiach ben David. It says one of his brothers, which means Mashiach is going to be physical. He will be a physical being like Moshe Rabbeinu. So somehow the word kesef, which also represents something white, something clean, it's a certain tara, that will be tshuva. There's a pasuk that says Mincha Yashivu, that the Umos HaOlam will return. It says all the gifts, because I'll say all the gifts that Yaakov Avinu gave to Esav will be returned to Yaakov Avinu. It says Mincha Yaviyo Lo Nema Mincha Yashivu. They will be giving back Mincha to Klal Yisrael. So it means we have to understand something. All of that work that we did, everything we sweated and put into all those years, seemed to have gone lareik. They went for naught. I mean, we wasted all those years, all those time, everything. It's like a person spent 25 years being a slave. He's redeemed now, but 25 years of his life went to garbage. And in a certain sense, if he gets back what he put in, then it no longer, so what's the difference if he worked for himself or nominally for someone else if the money comes back to him? If I would have spent 25 years working for himself, putting money in my bank account, instead I worked for somebody else, but in the end he returns the money to my bank account, it's basically the same idea. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a cheshbon l'masol. This is part of the sense of why Vayinatzas Mitzrayim, they took back from Mitzrayim the money, because part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's redemption is that the time and the money that we spent with the others, for the others, is not wasted. And the Kara Gula Shnasa Yovel, Gula is called Shnasa Yovel, if Yisha Yovel Zvan Cheres. And I crush it, Rabbi Arz Chol Yishver Yovel Hi. Vayir Al Shem Yavilu Shai Lemoira, Al Shem Shekosu Vavias Kalachechem, Kalagoy Mincha Lashem. Then he says some more in Muslim. Va'amah, it says, Oidra Bois Bishonim, Bimatnisha Bishonim. He says, the tshuva is going to be commensurate to the years, to the effort put in. If a person does a lot of tshuva, it brings the gula closer and so on. In other words, the years and our progress go hand in hand. And then it says in Luyegal Beila, and if not, he will go out in Yovel, Klemishes Achzon, Gulam, and Aketz Kotz Veilach. Vesui Das Yabishua, that says Beinois and Tshuva, Beinois and Tshuva, Miad Nigolim, Shemit says, Ani Hashem Be'itach Hishen, Ozach Hashem, Lezach Be'itach. One more point about this. This idea that there's going to be a Geula no matter what, so the Ramchal speaks about it, and he gives it the following perspective. Ramchal says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the good and bad to be exactly equal. And that's why there's a very, very, everything... everything that is bad has kilo and malchus, it's its own domain, and if we do bad, we become part of that domain, and so on and so forth. He says there is one difference between the bad and the good. That is that bad has a definite terminal point. Kate Sum Lechoshech, that the bad is going to last only X amount of time, and that's it. It has a lot to do with, besides the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is chesed and so on, but it has a lot to do with the very, very core of it. The bad, there is no such thing, Kadosh Baruch Hu has no bad. So the bad is never coming as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's actual will. It's only there as a means to realizing some goal. So it by its very essence, it has to be limited. It can't be eternal, because eternal means this is my essential will. It's not. So it's something which is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its Pnimius is Toiv, and therefore Toiv is boundless. Bad is only a means. By definition, something that's only there as a means has a definite terminal point. It can't last forever, else it became something essential. And so on. So all these Rimazim are to be found in this parasha. It's important to remember, when you see all these Rimazim, as Rabbi Bechai says, it didn't start because they sort of divined it at the Rimazim. It's Chazal understood that the content of a parasha dealing with enslavement by the foreign and redemption definitely echoes a Gula and so on and so forth, and they found all the elements of Golus and Gula in this parasha. Okay, the next piece is a piece from Rabbeinu Bechaya also, and here it says, V'chishevim koinehu, mishnasim achol ashasa yevil. You have to be careful. You're talking about redeeming a person from Klal Yisrael with from the goyim, which is a terrible thing. Halacha is you're allowed to do an awful lot to do it because it's a certain level of pinyan shvuyim. We sense that a Jew being integrated into the culture of the goyim is detrimental, and he basically will become more and more goy. And therefore, we can do anything to redeem him. So, but the pasuk warns us to especially not cut corners when we're redeeming him. We would our tendency, being that we're such mitzvah people, our tendency is to do whatever it takes, legal, not so legal, or less. B'chishim kaneu, yaze hakosuv sheidagim b'cheshem. The pasuk warns him. You have to be very honest about it and not try to do it around and about. Lefisha gezel hagoy osuf nechil Hashem. Gezel hagoy is osuf nechil Hashem. Obegoy shalzir hakosuf daber. We're talking about, obviously, you have the power to do something. If you didn't have the power, if they're powerful, then obviously there's no need to warn you not to do any shtick. So we're talking about a goy that is under you. The Torah warned him not to rob him. You're allowed to take ribis. There's no problem with that. To cause him to make a mistake, there's a chil Hashem. By the way, just as a side mark, the difference between ribis and what he's talking about is, and the Barbanel speaks about this when he speaks about why ribis of a guy is mut and so on, where Gezel is not. Ribis is a fair charge. If I have a car that I bought for $25,000 and I rent it out for $100 a day, everybody understands that that's business. That's very appropriate. I bought a building. I rent out houses. So I'm giving you the cash. I'm renting out the cash. There is no one that thinks that there's anything wrong with that. This is part and parcel of what commerce is about. But stealing is not. So ribbis, the reason why we don't take ribbis from a Jew is an extra chesed. In other words, we want to be able to give people opportunity to make businesses, to so on and so forth. So just like if I lend my children money for free, or I give my children a gift, no one in his right mind thinks that there's a problem with that. So that I should be giving, you know, if you give your kids a gift, why don't you get a gift? So therefore he says that to mess up and to steal from a guy when you're taking, you know, when you're redeeming back debit is absolutely awesome. You see, Yaakov Avinu told him to give back the money, and the Pashtun shot in the Pasuk is he was scared that this was some sort of setup when they would find out, they would persecute them. But that's not what Rabbi Mordechai understands. Rabbi Mordechai understands it as being Kiddush Hashem. And this is a full Matan Torah. V'kol shkim b'zman hazeh sh'odom chaye b'kach. Gozlei osu v'ma sh'kozov v'chaltes kama sh'arkechon l'isnachov b'zman kibesh az yisrael shu m'surim b'yadecha. The only time we were allowed to take was when we conquered Eretz Yisrael. And the real reason, this is an important point, the real reason was because it's ours. The first Rashi says that Umas Olam will come to Klai Yisrael with a taina that you stole, you robbed the land, and will answer with that Koyach Ma'is V'Gilamov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and gave whatever he wants. Eretz Yisrael is ours by right, and that's the only reason why we took it back. We didn't take it, and that's something it's not the argument that Rashi brings is not going to convince many goyim. Hasn't worked very well with Palestinians. But it's there to teach us that the only reason why we can take is because it's ours. There's a bigger Chil Hashem than if you steal from Yisrael. And it's something where, unfortunately, this is so relevant to us, Bizman Azeh, that you know, we do live amongst the Masa'olam. Now, let me add a point. There's something else. There's a pasuk called Imnavat Taba V'mikesh Tispatol. With a straight person, you go straight. With a crooked person, you go crooked. When we lived in East Europe, where everything was crooked, where everything could only be got through bribes, there was nothing honest, where people robbed us and cheated us, we ended up having to cheat or to rob to get away from it. It's one of those things that, you know, if, in Russia today, if I understand correctly, if you do your taxes legally, you have to pay more than you earned. So everybody does it illegally, and that's the game. You know, and it's a terrible thing because you become a crook. But I can't say that a person for Kiddush Hashem is mechuyev to do something which is he's being robbed. Kiddush Hashem doesn't require that you give it to the gazlan. But in a normal place where things are run normally and there's a normal system to it, and people are careful in it, to cheat or to rob is going against this. It's a Chil Hashem. V'chei matzinim tesef tibo v'kama. Ha'goy zosakim chayim lahachsir. Choma gezakim gezol mi Chil Hashem. Gezakim is more chom mi Chil Hashem ad kam. Tama dova. Ka goyzli Yisrael chavero ein ekoire taga. That's the Ibn Yisrael. If you cheat a Jew, so the Jew says, you're a shegetz. You look like you're a shev mitzvahs, but you're not, and so on and so forth. If a person cheats a goy, what does the person say? The person says, that's what Torah is all about. That's what the Jews are all about. That's what the Jewish God is all about. And that's a Chil Hashem. Mitzuruf lezeh timtza sheispal Hashem Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki kashiyov Yisrael ispal b'bayis shebona l'shmoy sheyitin l'shaloski ma'ashe yeida shevar l'kach. This is very, he says, he brings something parallel by, it says Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he was mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu that any goy that comes, he says when a Jew comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him kefi ma'ashe yeida shevar l'kach. You know who deserves and whose heart is pure, and give to them kefi that. But if a guy comes to mispal, I want you to give it to him no matter what. What's the reason? A Jew that comes doesn't have complaints. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A goy that comes has complaints, and b'meila, if he's not going to get it, then he is going to start cursing out, and that would be bad. I want to add one more knesh's point. So it sounds just like kind of very practical. The bunch of, you know, to them you got to give and so on. I want to get to a deeper nekuda here. Klal Yisrael, a goy recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one who gives his needs, as per his needs. That's what a God is. And therefore, if God doesn't do that, there's no God. He doesn't understand further than that. A Yid is supposed to understand God is the one that is helping you become the person you can be. And a big part of it is the feedback that when you don't do right, then you are going to suffer for it. And you'll understand you don't do right. It's just like if you have a kid in a class who's really non-functioning. So whatever he does in terms of grades, in terms of the painting that he paints, in terms of the grades, I guess, and this, whatever it is, you just basically tell him, oh, it's very nice, Tata, it's very nice, keep up the good work. If somebody has real potential, you criticize, and this should have been this way, this should have been this way, try this, try that. Because one is looking, the only thing he has in the classroom is the pat on the back. So, okay, so that's that. The other one has the progress. For us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us kefi ha'maisim and gives us a feedback about how we're doing, that makes us who we want to be. That's what we want out of a relationship. Umas ha'olam, basically, they can understand God when he's giving. They don't understand God when he is shaping us and moving us and so on and so forth. And that's the interesting too. Okay.